This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The number of days people are breathing wildfire smoke has increased across nearly every part of Colorado. As Joe Wirtz reports, a CPR News investigation shows the uptick follows a surge of wildfires fueled by climate change across the West.
The average number of days with smoky skies has grown over the last decade. The biggest increase is in Jackson County on the Wyoming border, which experienced an additional month of days with smoky skies each year from 2016 to 2020. Denver and Colorado Springs residents experience more than two additional weeks of smoky days a year on average. Cheryl Magsiman is an epidemiologist at Colorado State University.
We tend to think of disasters like floods or earthquakes, but this is a disaster now we are experiencing every summer.
Wildfire smoke can trigger or worsen heart, lung, and other health problems. CPR's analysis was done with NPR's California Newsroom and Stanford University's Environmental Change and Human Outcomes Lab. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Denver International Airport says it's getting out of the oil and gas business. As CPR Sam Brash reports, it plans to plug wells on its property to meet its sustainability goals.
Oil and gas wells predate runways at DIA. Most existed before Denver built the airport in the 1990s, and they helped provide some additional revenue until 2018. That's when environmental and budget concerns prompted the airport to stop pumping fossil fuels. A spokesperson now says it hopes to plug about 64 remaining wells within the next 3 years. The commitment is one piece of larger sustainability plans, which also include new solar farms and electric car chargers for travelers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find more at cpr.org. Denver's at 68 degrees, mostly cloudy, with a high of 82.